This is More Financial Talk with Ryan Moore from Retirement Solutions Group. You need a financial strategy that accounts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of More Financial Talk is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now here's More Financial Talk. Keep more in your pocket.
Welcome to More Financial Talk. I'm Ryan Moore, and with me today is co-host Tony Shore. How's it going there, Tony?
Excellent. Just had a long weekend last weekend. Got a lot of work done. Wife had a lot of projects. I tried to remind her of my allergies. She said, "What allergies?" I said, "Manual labor. I'm allergic to manual labor, but I had to do that anyway." How about you, Ryan? I know you're excited today. I'm excited. You got a huge get for the show. We'll get to that. But did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was a busy weekend. We had a wet and wild backyard barbecue weekend, invited our entire church family over.
Oh, that's right.
150 yeah. plus with bounce houses and face painters and big smoker grill to accommodate, and you know, got rained on right prior, so I think by the end of it half the people were barefoot running around the backyard, but it was it played out well. The sun came out and we pulled it off, so
wow.
Breathe now, but it was pretty awesome. Yeah.
150 people. Your backyard must be bigger than mine. I'm just going out on a limb and guessing, because that's a lot of people to have over to your house.
Yes, it played out well. It was we were grateful to be able to do that for everybody, and I think everybody had a great time, so it was pretty cool.
Excellent. Well, we've got you landed another huge guest for the show. This is a big get. Introduce our guest.
Yeah, so we have Neil Wilding with us today, who's one of the co-owners and chief operating officer of Stonewood Financial out of Louisville, Kentucky. And we're excited to have him here. We consider him a valuable strategic partner of Retirement Solutions Group. They come with a tax planning focus, and we're going to hit on some of those topics today. But let's get to know Neil a little bit. So, Neil, welcome. Welcome on here today. And if you could share a little bit about your background as it relates to the industry and how you ended up with Stonewood with CEO Becky Swansburg.
Ryan, well, thank you so much. It's an honor to be on your show. Tony, nice to meet you as well.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to go back and talk more about this barbecue, because I'm getting hungry when you're talking about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, my invite must have gotten lost in the mail.
No, I grew up in this business, Ryan. I, for years, have worked with financial advisors like yourselves and their retiree clients, and I've grown accustomed to helping identify the emerging threats that exist to them and their retirement. And mm-hmm. so much of that focus. Early on, when I first started in my career, the video feed here, so the gray hairs that I have here. But early on, the focus was always around the market and how can we find protection while also being able to participate in these markets and helping mitigate those risks that are present from the market. But then we had other emerging threats happen to us, and we started looking at longevity. And we realized that as clients were retiring into potential volatile markets, that longevity was an issue. And we identified that threat, and we helped with the planning that we did. But here more recently, I've identified taxes. And you mentioned it, Ryan, that taxes can play just as much of a role, tax planning should play just as much of a role into risk mitigation as market risk and longevity risk and income. How we plan for how we're going to pay our taxes in retirement can play a huge role in the success of it. And so here recently, that's what we've done here at Stonewood. You mentioned Becky. She and I went into business together to really help our industry embrace tax risk and truly understand the risk that it poses to our retiree clients.
Yeah, so we're extremely grateful. You guys bring a lot of tools to the table. We've been strategic partners with your organization for a number of years now, and we do really think it translates down to our clients with just some of the tools that you bring to the table to really help hardworking Americans have a better understanding for you know, the role the government plays in their retirement. And so with that, there was a book that you guys came out with that really intrigued me. And I was fortunate enough to partner with you on that book to do the foreword of this book called The Road Less Taxed, How to Outsmart Washington. So I'd really like to touch on that a bit more and maybe hit some of the highlights of this, you know, pretty quick read, but very impactful content.
Well, yeah, thank you, Ryan, and I appreciate you writing the foreword there because, you know, it's an important message that we're bringing to the marketplace here. It's one thing just to say, hey, taxes can be different and we should plan differently, but it's another thing to truly understand the source of those potential changes. And we categorize it into really two different categories. The first we look at is legislative risk. Unfortunately, to our retiree clients, the potential is out there for Congress to change the rules on our retirement assets. And also unfortunate that when those rule changes happen, we are subject to those rule changes immediately. So what we find is that people that have saved for years and years and years in their IRAs and their 401ks and their 403bs under a certain set of rules, but when they go to retire, the rules can change on them and we have to abide by those rules. And so sometimes those rule changes can benefit us, but other times, like, for example, most recently, the Secure Act, they completely changed the rules on how our inherited IRAs are taxed. And unfortunately, that meant that many of our beneficiaries, as they inherit IRAs, are living under a very different tax environment. And so anytime there is change or the potential for change, that represents risk. And so we identify that in the book. You mentioned Becky Swansburg. She's my business partner. Becky actually spent time in Washington. And so she saw tax policy happen firsthand and saw how some of those laws that are passed with one meaning can have some residual effect. And so if we're saving in a financial instrument that is deferring taxes into the future, we just have to understand what that risk can present and work around it. Now, that's just legislative risk. We have a whole nother category of risk that we talk about in the book that we call situational tax risk. So that's where our taxes change, not because Congress changed the rules or even the rules changed around us, but our own situation changes. And so the way our tax code is written, like if you are married filing joint, you are filing under a certain tax bracket. But once you file single, or if you're filing a different way, that's a completely different table. And that different table can mean different rates. And unfortunately for our clients, higher tax rates. So our industry, and we talk about in the book, we call it the widow's penalty. And unfortunately that can happen to where if we are married filing joint and suddenly are faced with a spouse that has passed away, that spouse is now filing on a different piece of paper. And that different piece of paper can mean a lot higher taxes. Nothing changed around them other than their situation. And so there is some planning that we can do to help avoid that. But we call that situational tax risk. Mm-hmm. And that can be present regardless of who is inheriting our money. If it's our kids, we call that one the kiddo's penalty, right? Because the Secure Act changed how those inherited IRAs are taxed. So we used to be able to stretch those taxes as an inherited IRA beneficiary over our lifetime. Well, now we got to do that in 10 years. And so if we're doing that in 10 years, that's going to maybe bump up our tax bracket during the inheritance period there. And it creates opportunity for advisors like you, Ryan, that truly understand all these risks. And that's why we wrote the book, as to be a partner to our industry to help shed some light on those risks that are present that a lot of people aren't thinking of.
Right. So, yeah. So when you hit on legislative risk or tax rate risk, essentially what I try to convey to folks is every dollar in these deferred accounts is really partnering with the federal government. And the reason why it's the worst partnership you can have, and not trying to be anti-government here, it's because you have no say in that partnership. Right. So you're beholden to, you know, changing legislation. And it's really not about what side of the aisle you're on. If we know anything about Washington, every 2 years is another election. And so, you know, change is going to happen. And one thing that we really appreciate with you guys is Becky's intellect on this, because she does have that DC background. We kind of refer to her as a DC insider. We've had her on past podcasts and she articulates these topics extremely well. And as you know, she's got a lot of passion for this too.
That's right.
So we greatly appreciate where you guys are coming from to get this message out. You know, I think right now many would say these IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, these retirement accounts are firmly in the crosshairs of the federal government. And there's different changes that can occur outside of just changing the brackets, which you just referred to one with the SECURE Act. But right now, because of the big, beautiful bill that was passed last July, you know, the tax codes were extended and many, you know, view this as a temporary permanent extension, if you will, or permanent temporary, because nothing does remain permanent in Washington, as you know. So taxes essentially are lower right now, if not on sale. But the question would be, for how long? And are taxes going to have to go up? So I'll put that question to you.
Well, there is no crystal ball, but I'll tell you, it is funny, the language that's used in that law, right? It says permanent. And unfortunately, people read that and think permanent, like permanent marker, but it's not. It's a tax code's written in pencil and it changes. And so permanent just means this is going to be the rule until it's changed again in the future. When you look at past, quote, permanent tax law changes, they tend to last 8 to 12 years. So we do have some runway here, Ryan. That's the opportunity we have, is that we've got some runway. So yeah, taxes are artificially low. And when you look at where tax rates were for the average American taxpayer just two decades ago, pre-reform, they were paying 30% higher in taxes than they are today. And so if we see that, as you said, on sale, like, yeah, so for the next, I mean, they can change them at any point, right? But I think we have a runway of 5, 6, 7 years where we can do some real tax planning and look at this question that we all have and say, okay, so if we believe that taxes could be higher in the future than they are today, and to me, I think the key word there is could. Like, if taxes could change, that represents risk, and at least risk for diversification. And what we found is so many people, I'm sure you see this, Ryan, in your planning, is so many of our clients are overweight towards the tax deferred side. So many of our assets are sitting in the tax deferred side. And so if we are deferring taxes into this future environment where taxes could be higher and we have these uncontrolled outcomes, well, maybe we should take some action. And we do have that runway. And then it just takes an important calculation. And we look at, okay, what kind of taxes would we pay if we continue to defer those taxes into the future? And what kind of taxes would we pay if we take action now? And a lot of times that means through the conversion process, where we're just, I almost like to think of this as almost repapering our retirement assets. We're just repapering from the tax deferred side to the tax free side. Now, that does mean we'll have to pay some taxes, but that's the odd thing. That's the point, is that maybe it makes sense to pay those taxes now while we have known outcomes, while we know that our tax rates are artificially low, and while we are on maybe the favorable married filing joint tax rate, as opposed to waiting till we're single, right? Like, it's some real opportunity for planning.
Yeah. So there's a nationally renowned CPA out there, Ed Slott. I'm sure you're familiar with Mr. Slott. And, you know, I attended one of his workshops a couple years ago, and he said something that really stuck with me. So I want to give him credit for it. But with that, he basically said, would you ever go to a bank to take out a mortgage, right? And you're looking to get, you know, and you're buying a house, and we're talking about a fixed rate mortgage. And the mortgage company says, we'll let you know what rate you're going to pay years down the road. Would you ever buy a house that way? You know, and I've put this to literally hundreds of folks over the last couple of years in my workshops. And of course, everybody shakes their head no. So what's so different about plowing money into these retirement accounts when you don't know ultimately what the tax is going to pay, you're going to pay years down the road? So it's not much different there. So essentially, there's two ways to tax plan, in my opinion. It's either going to be reactive planning, which oftentimes when you react, it's too late, or proactive planning, which is to confront the inevitable, because there, we all know there's two certain things in life, right? Death and taxes. So you're not going to get around it, but how you handle it can really have a big impact on the tax efficiency of your retirement, the legacy you're going to leave as money will pass on to the next generation. So those are all, I think, important things to consider when you're looking at retirement and ultimately how you've been saving. And this becomes a big eye opener to many. When they start to really get woken up to the idea that, wow, okay, I've got to confront these taxes at some point because I've never paid taxes as I've been getting the write-offs on all these contributions. So what are some of the things that would cause taxes to go up? Which, you know, this is some no-brainer stuff, right? When you look at the fiscal conditions and issues in our country. Would you agree, Neil?
I do, Ryan. I mean, it's simple math. Unfortunately, it's math that we all abide by when we do our own budgeting and for our businesses and for our personal planning. We all need to make sure that we don't have more money going out than we have coming in. And everybody lives by it except the federal government. And at some point, it became common to introduce a deficit spending. And it's right now, last fiscal year, the government brought in $5 trillion in revenue. That's a great thing. The challenge is we spent $7 trillion. And so you've got this massive, massive deficit, and it's only getting worse. And so at some point, the economics have to sync up. And that's where tax reform will have to come. Now, I do think that that Congress has gotten crafty in finding ways to tax people where maybe they don't even realize they're being taxed. For example, when our clients go on Medicare, there's when they go to file and establish their Medicare, we have to go on Part B and Part D. And guess what? Not only do we have to pay for those Part D, B and D premiums, based on your income level, there's a surcharge that you might have to pay. Again, it's all based on how much income you have, where you're gonna have to pay more for those Medicare Part B and D premiums just because you make more money. That's called IRMA. It's the income-related monthly.
Aunt Irma.
Oh yeah, Aunt Irma. Yeah. And it's that adjustment amount. And guess what? It's already written into law. We talk about laws changing. Like, that one doesn't have to change. It's already written into law. And every year, those premiums are getting more expensive. But there's opportunity for planning around that. But I feel like these, you know, when we do IRMA, income related, or the first two words there, to me, that's opportunity for planning. Because if it's all tied to our income, you know, maybe there's opportunity to move some of those assets out of the line of fire of those income related charges, because it's not just Medicare. Like, when we go to like the one big beautiful bill introduced this nice Social Security offset on the taxation of Social Securities, but that's only if you qualify, right? And what do they look at? They look at your income. So that's an income related. Yep. If you go to sell property or anything where it's generating a capital gains, what do they look at? They look at your income to see what your capital gains tax on that is going to be. Mm-hmm. When they tax your dividends, what do they look at? They look at your income to see what taxation is going to be. So I feel like the income related charges, like what they've introduced here with IRMA and how you pay your Medicare and your Part B and D premiums, I feel like is the future of taxation. So not only do we have to worry about them just changing our tax rates to bring in more revenue, we also have to be on the radar for these income related type charges that could really impact our, you know, how much money goes in our pocket in retirement.
Yeah, I think IRMA is a stealthy way our government generates revenue. You know, one thing I learned from Becky at your conference earlier in the year, which was top notch, was that, you know, IRMA adjustments, or how much they increase it year over year, does not have to pass through Congress.
That's right.
Right. So that's, in my opinion, kind of a stealthy way to get at your money in a different manner. Hmm. Now, I think some people, when they're doing planning, which can involve using Roth accounts and, you know, Roth conversions, where you're basically moving money from forever tax to never tax. And when you do that, you got to pay off your partner. If you do it strategically and you do it methodically over time, I think you can, you know, do this more effectively. So we want to be mindful of that. But when you're doing that, right, ultimately it could cause your IRMA payments or surcharges to go up, but it could be also short lived. So sometimes I suggest to people, we don't want to trip over nickels and dimes getting to the bigger money. So IRMA is definitely a thing to consider.
It is, Ryan. I see so many times because, you know, with the book, The Road Less Taxed, we're always, you know, the call to action many times coming out of that book for many clients is like, I need to repaper this money and move more to the tax-free side. And one of the residual effects from that might be paying some of those IRMA surcharges, like you said, because my income is going to be elevated for a couple of years while we're converting money. But that is just looking at that initial charge as being very short-sighted, because a lot of times we got to look at, okay, what's the surcharge today? And is it okay to pay that surcharge for a few years to make that surcharge go away forever? And also, maybe I'm okay paying that surcharge at today's prices, because historically, since IRMA's been around, the average increase is, I mean, just over the last few years, it's in the north of 6-7%. Last year, the increase was 9.1%. So the surcharge went up significantly. Now, that doesn't happen every year. Some years it's more modest, like, you know, 4-5%, but it's still going up every year.
And it's greater than many inflation rates. So, I mean, you're losing and there. Yeah,
that's right. And the increase is not just tied to inflation, but it's tied to experience. And so when you look at your health insurance premiums, I don't know about you guys, but I know I got a pretty healthy increase to my health insurance premiums that we offer here at our business. And so that's going up at a much quicker rate than inflation. And those surcharges
exponentially.
That's right.
So I know we can conceptualize this all day and you and I can nerd out on this stuff because that's what we do. However, you know, I think you guys have really put together some tremendous tools to actually be able to dig into the numbers. I call it, you know, the math behind the numbers and ways to really confront this, you know, through analytics before you move forward with any type of planning approach. So let's talk about, you know, briefly some of the tools that you guys bring to the table that we use regularly with our client base.
Well, I mean, what we've tried to bring to the industry is a level of analysis people haven't really seen before. Like if I were said to you, Tony, hey, what's your tax bill look like? You would probably look at this April 15th and what taxes did I pay?
Sure.
But what we really need to think about is what's my tax bill going to look like every April 15th for the rest of my life? And before
in 20 years from now, when I'm in retirement, what's it going to look like?
That's right. And so that's what the calculator that we've been able to create, and actually is available on Ryan's website. Ryan, you want to plug that website?
Yeah, absolutely. It's rsgtn.com, and it's the tax bill calculator, and it pops up right when you go to our homepage, and very easy to input, you know, some rough numbers just to start to open your eyes a bit to what we're talking about.
Yeah, see, that's what you're going to be able to do here. So you you go to Ryan's website, and very quickly you put in, you know, how much money you have in your IRA, and it'll just do a really simple analysis for you. And it's a level of analysis a lot of people haven't seen before, which is what kind of tax bill am I going to look at over my lifetime? So it takes your $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 IRA, instead of just looking at it and say, okay, April 15th, your tax bill would be this. No, we look at every April 15th and add up the total taxes that you would be over your lifetime. And then if you want to sit down with Ryan and do some more sophisticated planning, that's where we can bring in the tools that also can calculate those IRMA surcharges for you and look at other taxes that we can bring into the fold. But I would start by just running that simple analysis, jump on Ryan's website. It'll just look at, you know, what's the total taxes you'd be if you just keep the money in the IRA versus taking some action. And then you can talk to Ryan about how to make that happen.
Yeah, it even shows how it can impact the next generation and how they're going to get taxed on the money that folks don't pay themselves, right? So I think it would be a much bigger blessing for your beneficiaries to receive tax-free money than money that they're ultimately going to get taxed on that could push them into higher brackets. And that's, you know, oftentimes something people don't take to the next, you know, thought level.
It's a mistake I see so many people making is when we're looking at the taxation of our IRA money and our tax deferred dollars, we're only looking at our own tax rate and our own tax situation. But if we're just really just taking our R&Ds out of the IRAs and we're not really using it for much income, then the heirs tax rate plays a much bigger role. And that's where it introduces some of that situational tax risk I talked about earlier, the widow's penalty, the kiddo's penalty. And that's where, you know, our calculator tools that you have available there, Ryan, can help quantify that.
Yeah, sometimes I tease, I say, you know, you just have to like your kids just a little bit more than the IRS, right?
That's right. Yep.
Right on. Well, this has been great, Neil. I appreciate you coming on with us. And Tony, we did have a good one here, didn't we?
Oh, great. Neil, you got to come back on the show.
Seriously. Absolutely.
I'm happy to do it. I enjoy it.
And we'll talk music some more.
We'll talk music. We'll talk some of that barbecue.
There you go.
and about that, you don't want to leave a tax burden to your loved ones, and you don't want to have pay extra in taxes. This has been a great show, and I'm sure our listeners and viewers out there will have questions. Ryan, really quick, before we go one more time, let our listeners know that phone number and web address.
Sure. Direct number is area code 615-467-6300. And our website is rsgtn.com. And also with that tax bill calculator, you can also request a free digital copy of the Road Less Tax, which you're making available to folks that check out our website. So awesome. Thank you again, fellas.
Awesome sauce. You guys are great. Thanks, Neil. Listeners and viewers, that does it for today's episode of More Financial Talk with our host, Ryan Moore, and special guest, Neil Wilder.
Thank you for joining us for More Financial Talk. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Ryan Moore at Retirement Solutions Group at 615-467-6300 or visit rsgtn.com. Join us again soon for another episode of More Financial Talk. Keep more in your pocket.
Advisory services are offered by Retirement Solutions Group, Inc., an investment advisor. Insurance products and services are offered independently through Ryan Moore and Greg McGee, sole proprietors. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.